When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Digital Daily Update for Big Brother Canada 12, hosted by me, Taryn Armstrong. I am here today on my own to talk to you about the week of Big Brother Canada 12 and get you updated on the latest from the Digital Daily Drops. What's going on this week in the game? What kind of silliness is occurring in the gameplay of these players? Just me on my own. It's like an update. We're doing an update here for Big Brother Canada. So hopefully you enjoy it. It'll be informative, and maybe we can answer some questions along the way as well. But that's basically it. That's what we've got. No roundtable this week. Just me. That's the state of things in Big Brother Canada land. So let's get into it. Let's talk it through. Again, let me know if you have questions along the way if you're here live. Again, we'll treat this like it's an update because that's basically what it is here. Obviously, this week in Big Brother Canada, we saw that Spicy V's HOH reign came to a close as she succeeded in evicting Donna from the game. I did speak with Donna in our exit interview. She was very funny. Opened up with the exit interview with, "How am I feeling? Feeling a little butt hurt from being backdoored," which I thought was funny. So check that out if you haven't. I thought it was fun. And of course, then we go into a new HOH competition. But before I get into the new HOH and what it is that this new HOH is doing, which you may have seen some stuff if you, you know, you're out there, or you may not. And then I'm gonna let you know, and then you're gonna be disappointed. But don't worry, we'll get there. The first thing we got on Thursday was not an HOH result, but a drop that was basically, 2.5, 3 hours. I would say 2.5 of the 3 hours was all from before the eviction. A lot of it was Donna campaigning, which, I like Donna. Don't know that we needed a post Donna world where we're watching Donna campaign, knowing that she's already gone. But, one step forward, two steps back. That's sort of what we're doing. We got timestamps, and now we're just seeing stuff from like 3 days ago. That's kind of where we are with all of that. But we did learn some interesting things. In particular, the vote count. It was 3 to 7, the 10 votes total. The three votes were Dennis, Todd, and Bailey. Obviously, Bailey promised her vote early. Todd, as we saw, he was smooching up, doing a little smooch stuff. We did see some smooches, some more smooches, on the Thursday drop. So they had been smooching prior to the smooch. It wasn't the only smooch. There were multiple smooches, not snooches. What have we done here? What have we done? Nothing like the AmeriCorps smooches. I heard nary a slurp in the whole smooch incident. So there were smooches going on, but the thing that was the most surprising in the eviction was that for some reason Vivek was a vote against Donna. A lot of us anticipated that he would be a vote for her, or at least could be a vote for her. And on the Thursday drop, the biggest piece of information that we really got was kind of an argument / debate / disagreement between Vivek and Dennis, particularly regarding Donna, and whether or not Dennis would be, or Vivek would be on board with voting to keep Donna. Of course, Dennis felt like that should be what we do. Like, yeah, we should keep Donna. I think that makes sense. Vivek, on the other hand, wasn't actually on board. He felt better about keeping Goose. He did not think that keeping Donna was the play. Now, his reasoning is kind of interesting, primarily focused around Bailey. So we know that this whole thing happened. The timeline here, I'll do a quick rundown. What else are we here for? Vivek, he's got stuff going around, mostly spread by Anthony in week one. It all comes to a head in week two. Spicy V wins the HOH. Vivek tells Anthony about the East Coast Alliance. Anthony drops that seed. Then Spicy takes that information, sets Vivek up, gets him to expose his own alliance while kind of blaming the whole thing on Bailey, kind of inadvertently convinces Vivek that Bailey has ratted him out. And so he in retaliation rats Bailey out, thinking that she's done it to him. And then Spicy rats his ratting out of Bailey to Bailey. And then Bailey confronts Vivek and they get into it, and it's, hey, relax. Remember that whole thing. They never really recovered from that. They never really had a conversation. They never really talked it over and figured out what the real root cause of their issues was. So throughout the week, Vivek has been at odds with Bailey. And even though he still did feel fairly good with Donna, the fact that Donna was so close to Bailey and that Bailey was campaigning for Donna to stay, essentially, seems to be the main factor that kept Vivek from wanting to keep Donna around. So, fast forward to Donna has now left the building. Warehouse, whatever you want to call it. There's a new HOH competition, and in that HOH competition, we talked about it. the directors, Hot Chocolate. They've got all kinds of numbers all over the place. But in particular, Dennis, maybe Vivek, maybe Bailey, maybe Todd could do something a little spicy. And lo and behold, Vivek wins the new HOH. From the bottom to the top, this is the kind of result you want to see. When people saw this on Twitter, you know, the five people that are watching, they were excited. Woo! Vivek, the underdog, takes it home. He was just talking about Spicy and Anthony working together. He knows what to do. He knows who to go after. This is the time. We have a flip going on here, potentially. Right? Right? Not quite. Vivek is still focused on Bailey. Very quickly, he's won the HOH. And, you know, everybody's individually coming in to do, you know, behind closed door sellies with Vivek. Spicy V is in there like, yeah, we totally did this. Yes, let's go. And he's promising people safety left and right, of course, because basically he has a very clear target. Bailey, the person that he had a falling out with, the person who, by the way, said that very night that she would want to put Vivek on slop for a third week. Very openly, like anti-Vivek right before the HOH. They'd been having a little bit to drink that night. And so a lot of the house guests were pretty tipsy. And so Bailey was basically like, she was just not having it. With Vivek winning, I'm gonna introduce a slight visual element to this podcast. So I apologize to the listeners. So bear with me for a moment. But this was Bailey that night. I don't want to talk to Vivek. I have to talk to Vivek. I hate that guy. I can't do it. I can't do it. No, you can't make me do it. And Spicy's like, no, you gotta do it. Gotta do it. Kayla's like, no, I literally just said I wanted to put him on slop for a third week in a row. I don't deserve to be in this position. What did I do? He ratted me out, and now I'm his enemy because he wronged me? This is what I have to do. He's in trouble. Not good. Now, another person that was not happy, of course, was Todd. Todd, who just had to watch his smooch partner go out the door. Todd was pissed at Vivek because Vivek was going back and forth about the vote. Vivek was Todd's target. Because of all that stuff, that Vivek was trying to act like he was willing to keep Donna, but then didn't vote to keep Donna. And he just felt like he was being played with again after he was ratted out by Vivek in the first place. And so Todd was coming in like, yeah, I don't know. He's probably going to put me up. But I mean, if he puts me up, you better not miss, you know, like, that's what I'm going to say. Like, even if I'm a pawn, like, listen, I can't do the accent. I can just do the, even my pawn, like, he'd better not miss. That's what I'm going to say to him. I'm going to come after him. That's it. Todd's not happy. But Vivek comes and talks to Todd. And Todd's ready. Todd's ready. He's ready to threaten Vivek to be like, hey, if I even smell that block, I'm declaring war on you, Vivek. He's coming in with that energy. You know, that energy filtered through Todd. So, like, basically neutral, right? But Vivek is kind of tipsy. And Vivek is coming in with a completely different energy when he talks to Todd. Vivek has no idea how pissed Todd is at him. But Vivek's going up to Todd like, bro, you're like my brother, man. I just want you to know that you are like not touching the block this week. And I just, we connected and you know, it got a little messy, but like, this is us, you know, like we're going to do this. And you know, it's like, it means so much to me that you're here, man. And Todd's like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, I'm not going to the block. Thank you. I like that. Thank you. And Vivek's like, yes. Thank you, man. Pretty funny. So Todd not touching the block. Vivek feels like Todd's somebody that he can work with. He wants to go after Bailey. That's the big thing, right? But why? What happened to the Anthony and Spicy V thing? What happened to all of that? Well, of course, it's kind of just the classic. Everybody is on board with going after Bailey, including Spicy B, including a lot of the women and a lot of the guys. And she basically declared war on Vivek just before. And so in Vivek's mind, this is a way to both take out an immediate threat to himself while also gaining ground in the house with different groups of people. That his, you know, he can turn his game around. You know, why take a wild shot somewhere and spook everybody when he can make a solid face hit shot, taking out an enemy of his own, while also, you know, winning over some hearts. Not quite a million, but, you know, maybe a couple. That's his perspective, at least it seems, anyway. He does eventually talk to Dennis about it, and you can tell that Dennis is who spent like a good portion of the previous few days, I think, trying to convince Vivek to vote to keep Donna, to no avail. He seems like he has a kind of reluctant, like surrender. Like he's like, I know that there's a better thing to do here. And I'll hint at it for you, but I don't have any faith that you're going to latch onto the right idea. So he's throwing things out there like, remember what we were talking about Spicy V and about Anthony? Remember? That's like, how do we feel about that? And Vivek is like, well, I think we can trust Spicy for now. Anthony is Anthony at this point, right? And Dennis is kind of like, yeah. But I mean, like maybe we could, you know, take a shot at somebody, you know, that, that Anthony had that, you know, that person has, right? Like weaken that. If you're not going to go after the person themselves, maybe at least take a shot, weaken that person, right? And Vivek's like, yeah, for sure. But Bailey is a problem, no? And so Dennis doesn't really get anywhere. Still Bailey for Vivek, and he needs a pawn. Dennis suggests, amongst many other people who also suggest, that Goose is a good pawn because he was used as a pawn last time. He took it very well. He wasn't voted out. It worked. It was, you know, Goose is a great pawn. Use. That's the way things are at this point because Goose, that's what happens. Look at all this social capital you got, Goose. Good thing you volunteered last time.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy.
Chumba.
The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So that's kind of what Vivek is thinking. He does talk to Anthony, of course. Now, remember, that night, Vivek, he's in the drink a little bit. He's reading his letter. He's thinking about his family. He's very emotional. Rightfully so, he's emotional about thinking about his family and everything. But it was kind of funny. He tried to be emotional with people. Like, he was trying to share his experience and like share that moment. And so he tried with Spicy, who was almost Todd-like in her, like, that's, yes, that's great. That's so, yep. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. Then went to Anthony. And of course, Anthony is not only like good at that sort of thing under the right circumstances, but also, you know, is going through a lot of stuff of his own. And so they really had like a moment that the daily just like was cutting all over the place. Like, there were like five different jump cuts within 30 seconds in that conversation, I swear. So we did not get the full sort of like emotional conversation, but you get the gist of it, which is basically that, you know, they were connecting over family and the importance of that and all of that. And after Vivek left, Anthony kind of broke down in tears, which was very sad. We know that Anthony is going through a lot with the recent loss of his friend. So Avery came down and they kind of, you know, cried together a little bit, or at the very least comforted Anthony. And so, you know, it was a moment. It was a moment that they shared. The next day, Anthony talked with Vivek more strategically, and Vivek was trying to kind of run by some ideas. Now, I guess it's important to note that the order of operations here was that first Vivek talked to Bailey. So Vivek had a conversation with Bailey and basically was asking her, like, what's going on? Why? What? I'm hearing that you were pushing for me to be nominated last week. And Bailey says, no, that wasn't me. I didn't really have anything to do with you being nominated. He says, you weren't like the ringleader, the person pushing the most to get me on the block. Says, no, that was not the case. I don't even think I had a conversation at all with Spicy V after the whole big blow up before you went up on the block. Now, this is contrary to what Spicy V is telling Vivek. According to Spicy V, the only reason she nominated him in the first place was because after the big blow up, people like Donna and Bailey were pushing her to do so. And that she had to appease them. So these are conflicting stories. And of course, the truth is that that Spicy V always intended to nominate Vivek and that Bailey did not push for Vivek on the block. In fact, she was kind of pushing the opposite for most of the week. However, despite, I think, coming across as fairly honest in the conversation, because she does make a lot of sense and the way that she explains things is fairly in line with her personality, which seems to mesh well with how Vivek wants to understand her. I do think there were some cracks in her story because she at first says like, no, I did not have anything to do with you going on the block. But then when he starts drilling in more and asking more specifics, she's like, well, if I did, I had a conversation with Spicy where maybe she said that like you should go on the block. But then and I was like, yes, after that conversation, which, you know, the backtracking, you need to. One story. No slippery, slidey like stuff. You got to say something and stick to it. So he's kind of skeptical. And then he asks her, like, did you say you'd put me on slop for a third week in a row? And she said, what? Not really. I mean, like, maybe we were like joking around and like, you know, some people were like, oh, well, we wouldn't put Vivek on slop for 3 weeks. And I maybe jokingly was like, well, I would because, you know, I was mad at you. So, but I mean, I wouldn't have done that. Like, I wouldn't have done that and targeted you. That would be really, really cruel and mean, says the person who is currently on slop and trying to avoid being targeted. And so it's clear that that really is riling him up. Like, Bailey, like, you'd really have done that? Like, that sucks. Like, I've been struggling, man. And so they have a little bit of back and forth there. He's basically telling her, like, you're trying to tell me stuff, but I'm hearing something completely different from everyone else. And I feel like you're a pretty straightforward person, Bailey. But I'm hearing from so many different people that what you're telling me is not exactly true, right? And you sort of see Vivek's dilemma here because Bailey's basically being set up like he was set up. And she is so upfront about so many things that it doesn't really make sense that she would be such a liar, like be caught in so many different lies. So there is like a little bit of a ring of truth there. But it is interesting because the thing that she usually goes back to in this conversation is, hey, Vivek, just ask Spicy V. She will tell you, I had nothing to do with you going on the block. She will tell you, I didn't mean it when I said that you should be on slop. She will tell you that I was looking out for you and trying to, that I never wanted you to be the target that week. Spicy V will back me up on this stuff. Meanwhile, Spicy V is the person who told Vivek the opposite of all of those things. The person who went to Vivek basically first to poison his mind against Bailey in the first place. And so the fact that Bailey is using Spicy V as her like reference, her professional reference, is not great. It's not great. She's like, just ask Spicy V. And I'm sure in Vivek's mind, he's like, she's the one who told me, dude. Like, what do you mean? So I do think that, like, given the circumstances, Bailey does decent, close to as well as maybe she could have in this spot. And it does seem to have gotten Vivek's head spinning a little bit. To the point where when he has the strategic conversation with Anthony immediately after this conversation, he's like, what is your read on Bailey? Because I feel like she's kind of honest and she's telling me that she wasn't really doing a lot of these things. And of course, Anthony, he Anthony's in this conversation. He like, I couldn't even tell you exactly what Anthony's response to that question was because Anthony very rarely will just answer a question like up front. You know what I mean? Like, there's not a good summary to Anthony's answers to most of these questions. But the basics are, hey, I do, you know, Anthony kind of told his story about like, I also thought that about Bailey, but Then I found out that she was trying to get me back Thord that week, while at the same time totally acting like my friend, completely tricked me. So while I agree with your assessment of who Bailey is, I do think that I have some experience with her being a little more deceitful than she might want to let on, is essentially what Anthony, I think, was trying to say in response to that. Anthony, I think, does a pretty good job of getting Vivek back on track for the move that he was already intending to make. I don't think he was ever really too far off the track, but I think maybe a door was opened that Anthony kind of like, not all the way closed, but kind of like, we don't need to be letting this much light in. We can just, maybe leave it open just a crack. So they talk about that. They talk about working together. They talk about all kinds of stuff. Vivek basically tells Anthony to have a good week. Like he's, implies to Anthony that he's safe this week. Didn't straight up promise him, as far as I could tell, but, heavily implied that he should be good. It was like, I think a good conversation for the two of them. And it doesn't seem like there's a lot of intent here to go after Anthony at this time or Vivek. He knows that Anthony is still a problem long term, but I think he, especially after last week, has come to the realization in his own mind, at least, that it's important for him to focus on what's in front of him and not like the long game. So if he needs to work with somebody like Spicy V or Anthony in the short term, in order to keep surviving to get to the long term, then that's what he's going to have to do, and he can deal with them later. Which, listen, I don't think that's a terrible strategy always. The problem is that if you're going to do that strategy, you needed to have done it 2 weeks ago, is the problem. Like, you needed to have gotten in on the ground floor of, like, the I'm working with Anthony and Spicy and whatever, much more so than, like, I'm not sure. I'm getting targeted. I win an HOH competition. Well, I guess now I can get in. I'm like, no, the ladder has been pulled, dude. Like, you're not getting up there. They're just trying to pretend like you are. You're at the bottom, and very little is going to change that at this point. You need to really just shake the whole foundation if you're going to try to do anything, I think. But listen, what are you going to do? So, Vivek, again, back on board. He wants to target Bailey. He's thinking about Goose as a pawn. Now, one thing, this is actually very funny. I found this very amusing. So Anthony offers Vivek some advice. He says, listen, take this week to like not even talk game. I mean, obviously talk game, but like take this week to really get to know people. Ask them personal questions. You know, not just like, generic stuff, but like really dig down deep. Get to know people. And that will like not only help you build relationships, but help you understand who they are and what they might do in the game. So like there's a lot of value in that. And Vivek's like, yeah, that's a great idea. And so the very next conversation that Vivek has, he pulls in Goose. And he's telling Goose, like, listen, this is my plan. I target Bailey. But this is the hard part. I'm gonna need a pawn. And Goose is like, oh yeah, totally get that. Yep. Yeah. You need a pawn. I think that's the right call is a pawn makes a lot of sense. And Vivek's like, yeah. And so I'm thinking you as the pawn. It's just like, everybody wants, I think, you to be the pawn. It just makes a lot of sense, like, cause nobody wants to vote you out. And Goose is just like, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, it does make sense. Can't argue. I guess we'll do that. Sure. The one thing I would just ask is that, like, if the veto gets used, please put another like big target next to me that would definitely go home. I wouldn't want to go home. Which was funny. So Goose has accepted his pawn status here. But what was really funny to me was that Vivek throughout this conversation multiple times is just like clearly following Anthony's advice, like to the letter. Let's just not talk about game, Goose. Can I just get to know Goose? Like, who is Goose? And Goose is like, what? Like, who am I? Yeah, like, you know, like, what are you into? What are you, family stuff. Goose is like, I can talk forever. And let me tell you, Goose is rattling off his whole family tree. He's like, I got a brother over here. I got a cousin over here. This person does this. And, you know, I grew up here. And then, you know, my dad, he had a wife. And then, you know, I'm still in contact with her, but now he's got a new wife. And, you know, I hang out with these cousins, and I got a friend in Europe that we text. You know, I send him like a bunch of texts, and then this person, my friend in Europe, they wake up and they go to all my texts. And it's like this whole thing. And Vivek's like, what about, you know, you were like into anime, right? Like, you were into any other things, books? there's such an earnestness in what Vivek is trying to do. It's very funny to me, but it's so stilted, the whole thing, which, and not to say it's not like working. Like, I think it's better than nothing for sure, but it was just very funny to me that Anthony was just like, get to know people, ask deep questions. And you could see Vivek like just like trying very hard to do it. It did not seem to come very naturally, which was funny. And then like Vivek, after hearing the whole family tree, is just like, goes on like a soliloquy about like the strength that Goose has as a person, and is trying to have like that personal moment. Like he's trying to be Anthony. You know what I mean? Like, he's trying to be an Anthony in this moment. He's trying to like get, like, make this deep personal connection with Goose, and like hype him up and build him up and have this emotional moment with him. And you know, did it work? Look, it was better than nothing. As I said, it was just funny to watch. So that's what's going on there. The plan is pretty much in place. Vivek did talk to Dennis about a potential backdoor, like what would happen if Bailey won the veto. Who would be the replacement nominee? There were some discussions about it. It basically came down to like maybe Lexis, maybe Anthony or Spicy. Who knows? But basically, like, Dennis is trying to get like, okay, well, you're targeting Bailey, but what if Bailey wins? Then can we do something fun, please? So that is out there. And who knows what might come of it, given certain veto results. Those veto results would need to happen, you know, specifically. But it's not impossible. And then, you know, the real tricky thing here for the end of the drop today is that Spicy did have a conversation with Avery where they expressed that they don't want Bailey to go, despite the fact that Spicy is very much the one who has put Bailey firmly in the firing line for Vivek. She also doesn't want Bailey to actually be the one to go. And so she wants to try to walk it back a little bit if she can, seemingly. Like, get Bailey on the block, but then keep Bailey. And so if that means sending Goose home, sorry, Goose, we might need to send Goose home over Bailey. Could they do that? Maybe, right? There's 9 votes this week. They need 5. If the women decide we're keeping Bailey over Goose, you could theoretically have like Spicy, Kayla, Avery. You could maybe have Dennis, but would Dennis really go against what Vivek wanted? Could you convince Vivek? I don't know. Like, it gets very messy, which, you know, that's kind of the MO for Spicy. So could it happen? Again, this is Spicy we're talking about, so anything could happen. It's just a matter of like, how? Like, how? How does it happen? I think the bigger picture here is if the veto gets used, that's when things could really get tricky, because if somebody like, say, Lexis or Matt, maybe something like that, if one of them end up on the block next to Bailey, again, at the very least, you could see this causing some tension between some of the women and maybe like Anthony and Matt and maybe even Lexis, because the conversation that Spicy and Avery were having was, again, worrying about Lexis. She's not giving us enough information. She cares too much about Matt. Did you know that she's the one asking to like sleep in the same bed as Matt and he's the one turning her down? Like, she's in deep with Matt. I don't know if she's a number for us. And that's part of why they think they need Bailey on board, which let's be frank. She does. They do. Losing Bailey here is a disaster for the women once again, which is why they shouldn't have gotten rid of Donna in the first place. Right. But like, this is the third week in a row. We literally had an alliance of seven women who are all committed to the cause of getting the women to the final seven. All of them except for maybe, you know, maybe one or two missing here or there. And of course, you know, Spicy had the connection to Anthony. And we are now on the cusp of three women leaving back to back to back. And Spicy's power base is just being chipped away by her. She's the one doing it. That's the thing. It's not even like Anthony is, I mean, as far as we're able to see, it's not like Anthony is the one like subtly maneuvering all these pieces to make sure that Spicy doesn't have her power base. It's like, it's Spicy doing that. It's Spicy taking a sledgehammer and being like, what's this? Oh, let's hit it. Oh, this one? Whoa. Hey. It's like, what are you doing? And of course, like, Anthony is perfectly capable of taking advantage of this, even though it is dangerous for his own game to have such instability. But by the time this is all said and done, you know, it does start to look like Anthony will start to have an advantage, which Spicy is very well aware of, which is why she wants to keep Bailey and why she wants to, like, be doing these things. But she's constantly kind of like acting against her own interests, like when she's pushing for Bailey to be the target of Vivek, and sort of, again, like dismantling a lot of what Bailey is trying to say. Like, Bailey is trying to make her case truthfully, and she's running into the brick wall of like the lies that Spicy V has already told. And so it's like, well, if you want to save Bailey, why didn't you just not put Bailey in the firing line? Like, where did that happen? Why did that have to do that? So that's kind of where things stand right now. Obviously, the veto is huge. If Bailey or even Goose were to win this veto, the target could shift. The target can change. If neither of them win the veto and the noms stay the same, it's not impossible that Goose leaves here. So we'll run through the potential scenarios and then I'll answer some questions. So you can start asking some questions if you want. But basically, the way I see things, in a vote where it's Goose versus Bailey, as of right now, it just seems hard for Bailey to stay. It doesn't make sense for Anthony, Matt, Tola, like all of these people that are working with the directors. Tola is kind of an honorary member. He's not in it. He doesn't know about it, but they all want to work with him to a degree. And they think that he's useful to them. So, like all of those people have no interest in getting rid of Goose. In fact, there's even Kayla. Something that we learned from Kayla is that she feels very close to Goose. Kayla expressed to Donna that she feels that Goose thinks she's his number one. Does she feel the same way about Bailey? I don't think so. I mean, the thing about Bailey is that she has a final three with Avery and Spicy V, not with Kayla. So Kayla might not be quite as on board to keep Bailey as Spicy and Avery are, but it is the same. It is a similar conversation that they had with Donna. So that might be the case where it's like, we already chose that direction. Can we finally choose this direction? But the thing is, even if they get that far, it's like, okay, well, where does Dennis go? Right? Like, I think Dennis is perfectly happy to let Goose leave. And I think he'd probably be willing to vote Goose out. But if it ruins his relationship with Vivek, like, that's kind of tough. And then you have the Lexis problem. Obviously, Matt and Anthony and them, like, why would we break up the directors to keep Bailey? That doesn't make any sense. it seems like you're trying to make a power play on us. And who does Lexis side with, especially if she's being left out of these plans? And if she's being pulled in two different directions, where does that go? I couldn't tell you where the vote lands, but I can tell you that it, the momentum, the deck is stacked in favor, I think, of Goose staying and Bailey leaving in that spot. Even though V wants to flip it, it's just like the mechanics of that are so tricky. But then the question becomes, what happens if the veto gets used? Say Bailey comes off the block, what happens then? Obviously, Vivek needs to find another target. And I could see him going wild with Dennis influencing him. Somebody like Anthony, maybe even Spicy V, maybe Lexis. If it is Lexis, what happens then? Maybe Matt, maybe they could get him to go Todd. Like, there are a lot of different ways he can go. He's not really sold on any one particular plan as far as we're concerned right now. But there's a lot of different ways it can go. And depending on who he puts up, I think each person could leave. Like, if he put up Spicy V, I think Goose leaves. If he puts up Anthony, I think Goose leaves. If he puts up Matt or Lexis, Spicy and Avery will want Matt or Lexis gone, is what they've expressed, basically. And so there's a lot to play with there. And there's too many permeations to like really speculate on, but keep all of that in mind. And then there's the other one. What if Goose wins the veto or has the veto used on him? Again, the replacement could matter. In a spot where it's like Lexis or Matt versus Bailey, again, they could be in danger. And I think most importantly, if there is some kind of clash where it's like, oh, it could go this way, It's just building tension within the directors potentially, and within even maybe Hot Chocolate. So keep all of that in mind. The veto is huge. Whether or not Spicy pushes hard to keep Bailey is huge. There was talk between Vivek and Dennis about getting the alliance together that Spicy offered in the previous week. Basically, it was like Spicy, Dennis, Vivek, Avery, and Kayla, something along those lines. Dennis doesn't really want it. Dennis said, I don't want to be in a thing with Spicy. She's too much of a wild card. So we'll see where all of that goes. But the biggest headline here is that an underdog did win the HOH. The problem is he's going after another underdog. It could still lead to some turmoil because Spicy is in the house and she might want to try and flip a vote. It could lead to turmoil because the veto is used in a particular way and the replacement nominee could use some turmoil or could cause some turmoil. Even bigger than all of that, Vivek winning this keeps Dennis safe. Knock on wood. Because Dennis was really the big target coming into this week. And really the only person in that game who has his head on his shoulders outside of the main alliance power structure, the only person I would think would even come close to making an actual good decision with an HOH that he is very capable of winning. So the fact that he gets another crack at it is big. So we'll see where all of that goes. All right. Do we have any questions before I wrap up here? I don't know how I talked for 45 minutes on my own, but listen, I'm my own round table at this point. It's like an individual table with maybe like one of those individual pizzas. That's what this podcast was. do I think there's any chance of Goose leaving over Bailey? Yeah, like I said, I think it's it could go either way. But I think it is early as well. I think the momentum right now is that Bailey leaves. Did we know about the Todd Bailey showmance? You mean Todd Donna showmance? Yes. From the dailies. We did not really see any of it. We saw that there was some flirtation. We heard that there was a crush. We, you know, heard that he was saying like, hey, you look good. But we didn't see any smooches until the daily that happened after the eviction. So they were smooching prior to the eviction. And then, of course, they got that eviction smooch in. Okay. I think Spicy thought that Todd will go up. Spicy did talk to Avery about Todd potentially going up. I believe, one of them, it was either Avery or Spicy, said, well, we could vote Todd out. And then the other one corrected her, the other one, in saying that, no, it's going to be Goose that goes up and we might have to get rid of Goose, which I think they were both fairly okay with at this point. Do I think Spicy would push for Bailey to stay, even if Anthony doesn't want it? I think she would try. It's just a matter of, like, can she succeed, and will it be worth, like, when does she stop, essentially? When does she stop pushing? Vivek said to Dennis that Lexis could be a replacement option. Yes. And I do think that Lexis is probably the most likely replacement option, because I think that I think it's possible that Spicy pushes for it. But listen, who knows? Who knows? I think Dennis would push. Who do I think Dennis would push for a backdoor? I think Dennis would push for Anthony or Spicy. Or, you know, Dennis is happy as long as somebody in that structure is being shot at. So Dennis is happy with, like, Matt or Lexis or somebody leaving, because he feels like that at the very least weakens Anthony and Spicy. Do I think Spicy and Anthony are playing the sympathy card too hard, or is it a good strategy? I don't know. I don't know that they're, like, I wouldn't say they're playing the sympathy card much. I think that Anthony is just, like, very honestly, like, having a hard time in there at times. I don't think that's something that he's playing up by any means. And then, you know, I think that Spicy is kind of, it's interesting. She's kind of doing this, the Steve Moses strategy of, like, oh man, I just don't know what I'm doing. And I made this big move, but, like, it wasn't even me that did it. And it's just, like, so hard in here. Like, man, I don't even know. So I don't know if I'd call that sympathy card, but she is playing that card quite hard. So, is it too much? I think eventually she'll get caught if she keeps trying to do it, but who knows? Outside of Dennis, is there any legitimate opposition to the current power structure? No, not at this time. No. There are far more internal threats to the power structure than external. Do I think Anthony knows about Spicy V? How Spicy V keeps talking about how Anthony is getting his way? I don't think so. I don't think he really knows it. Anthony continues to just speak very highly of Spicy, trying to get her in as good a position as he can. I don't think he has any idea just how chaotic she has been. But who knows? We haven't seen a lot of Anthony on the drops lately. Do I think Spicy will push for a Matt backdoor? I do think she will. Will Vivek listen? That's another question. Vivek feels good with Matt. He does recognize that Matt would choose Anthony, like, long term, but he thinks that Matt's on his side, on board with him in the short term. And so I think it would take a lot to get him to go Matt instead of somebody like Lexis, who has no relationship with, or much less relationship with. We'll see. You know, Spicy, she does have some chops here. Like, she's been pushing some narratives, but the problem is that if she has to push a narrative that goes against, like, an Anthony narrative, then can she succeed there? That's where it's like, I'm not sure, actually. Anthony has talked lions. He has talked lions. So we've got some lion talk. Does Dennis have a solid understanding of the power structure? I would say no right now. I mean, it's hard to say because I don't think he really has anybody who he can talk to. I think he thought it might have been Vivek, but then Vivek didn't really show up for it. So do I think he has a solid understanding? I don't think so. I think he has a vague understanding. I think he recognizes that that Anthony and Spicy are both have a lot of influence. They have a lot of power. They're working together. He references Anthony as, like, the most influential person in the house. But I don't think he knows the ins and outs of, like, who's aligned with who and, like, where the traps are and stuff like that. But I think he has a good enough sense that he can do some big damage if he gets the HOH. He might not be able to be quite as surgical as he needs to be, but he might be able to do something. Who's in the best position in the house? I think Avery is well positioned, says Mike there. Avery's okay, I think. I think that last week her hard stance on Donna was a little bit off-putting for some people. And I think she focuses a lot of her attention on like Spicy and to some degree Anthony and the other women. So I'd actually say if we're going to like try and pick somebody here, and I think this has been talked about a little bit already, but I think Kayla is a really talented social player. It's hard to say exactly because we don't see a lot of it, but from the way that people talk about Kayla, Kayla seems to be the person who is included in basically everything. When Vivek and Dennis talk, they both say, I don't know that we can work with Avery. I'm not sure that we want to work with Spicy, but Kayla's cool. I think Kayla gets it. I think we can work with Kayla. You know, Lexis and Matt both like Kayla. Anthony likes Kayla. Everybody likes Kayla. She does a very good job of like being a person that that everyone can talk to. And like I said, Goose says that he feels really close with Kayla. And Kayla was able to get through the previous week without getting any, you know, massive amount of blood on her hands, despite being a big proponent of the initial Donna move. So I would say Kayla is doing really well. You know, is she positioned for like a deep run? I think so. Is she positioned for a win? At this point, that might be tricky just because of like the exact like setup here and the fact that the Spicy is decimating the women, which is not great for Kayla. But I would say in terms of positioning, I think she's one of the best positioned people in the house for sure. I think Dennis is regretting not letting Janine win the veto. I would hope so. I really think that that was not the call. Tracy asks, if Avery didn't win safety, would Vivek and Dennis target her? So that's something I hadn't mentioned. There is speculation that Avery won some kind of safety in the HOH comp or in some kind of somewhere that she might have won safety. There were a couple of references to that. You know, it's hard. Sometimes we assume things based on what people say and they're not exactly correct, but I think we can somewhat safely predict that it seems likely that Avery has some kind of safety this week. Do I think that matters? Maybe. I mean, Avery, I think, could have been used as a pawn, could have been somebody to throw up on the block. But I don't think it would have been Vivek's first choice. So it probably ends up not mattering. Is it safe to say Dennis may be targeted before Vivek? It wouldn't surprise me if they're both on the block next week. I think Dennis is still a big target for a lot of people. Depending on how Vivek decides to handle this HOH, I could see him being on the block and being targeted. Especially if they take out Bailey. Bailey was the only other person that might be targeted ahead of them. So who knows? All right, which previous Big Brother player would I compare Bailey's gameplay to? I don't know. I wouldn't say there's a lot of like similar. Like I think she's she's an interesting player. She's like very ride or die for the women, while still being like very active in the game and like completely unafraid to get into arguments. I don't know. And there's nobody off on the top of my head that I can really pinpoint for that. But I do like Bailey a lot. All right. That's it. That's what I got for you. Thanks for hanging out. I hope you enjoyed the solo update roundtable update today. Obviously, there's a lot that could go down. We'll know a lot more once we get the drops on Monday. And then, you know, who knows, we'll maybe try to find a way to update you then. But, you know, until then, thanks for hanging out. You can, as always, find me over on Twitch. I'm hanging out. I'm watching episodes live. If you want to tune in, it's kind of like this, except we're watching episodes and you can ask questions on Twitch. A good time. And then, of course, next scheduled podcast at the very least is going to be on Wednesday night after the eviction. We'll see what goes down. And all that kind of stuff. I will be talking to Shannon this week. Our podcast last week got pushed back to this week. So I will be talking to Shannon about Survivor this week. If you're interested in hearing my hot takes on Survivor, big discussion, big controversies on Survivor. So tune in for all of that. I also talked to Rob about the new Mr. Beast reality show news. You know, industry talk with Rob and I, discussing the state of the reality TV industry and where it might head based on some new breaking news. So check out that video if you want to hear us chat about that, and let us know if that's the kind of thing you want to see more of. And I think that's about it. So thank you all so much for hanging out with me here today, and I will see all of you next time.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.